Grand Rising, this is Sacred Station, and you are tuning in with Cab 229. You are now driving the cab.
Fuck up, four pack, 400 dollars. Yeah, Hollywood, you know it's a Hollywood, babe. Young nigga got all these be going crazy. I tell these kids to make sure they stay wave, stay out the way and keep all your moves safe.
I got fun pocket for acting like I'm a bitch.
She pressure gon' come like a bitch, I'm mad.
All of these digits like it's mathematics.
If I spend a check, you know I bring it back.
Pull up a four, I'ma sip on this Porsche.
It feel like magic, all my feet, I'm flowing. Run around drumming, my hand fuck a host. I treat your head like some bread, boy, I toast. Then butter your bitch, I rub her down with lotion.
I might ball like Kobe, I dunk on a nigga. Singing these songs, they calling me Trigger. Ride with that pole and I hope I won't miss you.
Good in the me, but I'm stuck in the middle.
Tryna get to that pussy like solving a riddle.
She give me face while I'm roll up a J. I'ma dry weed on the front of her lace.
Oldest your bitch don't even know her name.
But she screaming my when I'm giving her pain. Giving her dick from all these different names. She love the way a nigga penetrate.
And I got this Tommy, yeah. I shoot you in front your mommy, yeah. No passenger glide right beside me, yeah.
Yo bitch love my case, she don't give me no issues. She don't talk back, all she gon' do is listen.
I buy her a bag and some jewelry that glisten.
Shawty a savage, she won't take no prisoners.
And I be the back and then get back to business.
Hollywood, you know it's a Hollywood, babe. Young nigga got all these be going crazy. I tell these kids to make sure they stay wave. Stay out the way and keep all your moves safe.
I got four pockets for acting like I'm a baby.
She pressure gon' come like a blitz, I'm mad.
Add all these digits like it's mathematics.
If I spend a check, you know I bring it back.
Pull up a pole, I'ma sip on this Porsche.
It feel like magic, all my feet, I'm flowing. Run around drumming, my hand fuck a host. I treat your head like some bread, boy, I toast. Then butter your bitch, I rub her down with lotion.
I might ball like Kobe, I dunk on a nigga.
Singing these songs, they calling me Trigger. Ride with that pole and I hope I won't miss you.
Now she's scooting up and having a conversation with me, you know what I'm saying? Tight shit. But it was not enough to be like, yeah, I got her tight shit. It was just like, I know I got her, but at the same time, this shit, she ain't, you know what I'm saying? But then one day she just took me out to eat, like, I go out to eat. We took me out to eat, so I was like, well, dang, I fuck with that, you know what I'm saying? I'll do something for her special, where the case is, so boom. You know, we started, just it's starting to get a little bit like whenever I drop off at the house, she don't have to get out. Like, she still sitting in the back seat, but we're not like rushing to get out of the car. You know what I'm saying? She's not like, all right, thank you, and going to the crib. It's like now we sitting down talking a little bit before she go in the house. You know what I mean?
Right.
And but I would see that, you know, her daughter, you know, be so excited, come out, mama, you know, whatever the case is, and her, how much, because she never was like, you know, as long as I knew her, she never just sent her child off with nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like most
single moms.
Should
not, okay? Because I can't.
No, listen, some women, hey, get a babysitter or something at the crib. You know what I'm saying?
Me, bro. Even with the niggas they date, like some of these niggas only dating you because they like little kids and you're a victim, okay? They see you single with a bunch of kids, which is a bunch of targets for them, boys and girls.
Hey, you know,
if I ever was to be a single mother, Lord forbid, I don't think I would ever really date again. People probably wouldn't even know I had kids. I think I would be one of them people that would probably be like really solely focused on my children. Like, you got to be a special type. We together trying to have another baby, start a family type shit. You know what I'm saying? If I was to bring my children.
Understand.
I'm and protective. Told you, mama bear a tigress.
So, and you know what I'm saying? And I was noticing this stuff, right? But then she would just say stuff that just was like, you know, like she was still on some player shit, right? Because she was like, one day I was, you know, so she was like, you know, she was like, you know what I'm saying? She would always be like, she would be there for me. And I mean, like, just, you know, she sit there like, she act like she, you know, she got a lot of shit going on. I got, you know, I talk to other people, da da da. But I'm like, well, why the fuck you around me? You know, at this point now, it done got to the point like we probably talking like 3 days out, 4 days out the week. But I'm like, you don't got nobody. Cause your ass, first of all, you ride with me every day, right? You know what I'm saying? That case saying you'll be riding with that nigga, you fucking. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Cause or at least be around that motherfucker. You around me at this point. From the time I dropped you off at work to the time that you pick up to time, you know what I'm saying? And maybe we get a phone call at nighttime. Not me just being her business, but I start noticing the shit that she'll say, but I'd be like, but that's not really you. You know what I'm saying? You sound like you out here. I'm like, you don't even got that type of time. Cause that case saying I could, you know, whatever the case may be, right? Boom. So time go on. Now we done got to the point now where, you know what I'm saying, we done did a date. Now, you know what I'm saying, now this kind of getting a little bit more closer, right? But we still ain't had sex yet, right? We ain't never, you know, go off and, you know, just, it seemed like it was never no time for that shit, right? So at this period of the relationship, you know, as we get to know each other, at her job, she was getting molested. Well, not getting molested, but somebody was just like, she's very beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess this guy wanted her so fucking bad, right? To the point that, you know what I'm saying, that he can't, like, he damn near pulling his dick out at the job just to, you know what I'm saying, you know, like, really trying to molest her. But I didn't know that, right? She didn't really tell me that until, like, a little bit later, like, you know, this issue, right? And because I was like, you know, so I'm like, damn, we ain't had sex yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, I started feeling like that you handling me at this point now because we should have been had sex, you know what I'm saying? At least goddamn got closer together, you know what I mean? I'm feeling you, you know what I mean? And the whole time, at this period of time, somebody was over here trying to, you know, the dude trying to rape her, basically, you know what I'm saying? He was the manager. Now, I was thinking in my head, right, and this is what I'm telling you how, you know, fucked up my head. I'm thinking, like, you had to have been flirting with that nigga for him to feel like he could do that, you know what I mean? And that's just how naive I was to the shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, because I just feel like the way she would tell me the story, huh? Oh, yeah, so, I was just like kind of naive to the story, like, but damn, why this nigga so thirsty for it? You know what I'm saying? You ain't like flirt with him or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, maybe you just trying to throw me off or some shit, whatever the case is. But she ended up taking this guy to court.
Yeah. Because abuse of power is so real. So real. And that's why people, because some people abuse it too. Like here at my job, they do that shit. They'll try to call a person like me a bully when it's just because they lazy and don't want to do their fucking job. But you have people who will literally threaten your job, put you in messed up position. Like, you know, she's a single mother. You know, sometimes people feel like they have to deal with certain things because they have to provide for their children. But I'm listening to you. I don't mean to cut you off.
Nah, I'm just listening to your perspective as well. And so in the mix of that, right, you know, this is going on, right, we stopped talking because I'm feeling like, well, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you, because I'm getting in my feelings about fucking, right? Because I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I, you know, like,
you
I just feel like,
her,
nah,
this... you want her, I understand.
Right, I'm like, chemistry. You know. Y'all right, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, you don't have, it was so hard because every time, see, I was a cab driver, right? So I was on my own, I was my own boss. So I was really a workaholic because I'll tell you my backstory and you can hear why, you know. So, you know, I'm a workaholic. So I don't have the same time as she do, right? Because when she get off work, you know what I'm saying? She had like a window of time to really, you know, maybe just for me, maybe just, you know, maybe she was just, you know, putting me off, but, and I was like, nah, cause you know what I'm saying? Nah, you know what I mean? Cause I'm like, nah, she's too into me. Like, I don't care what nobody say at this point now, right? But I knew that I, you know, for us to go have our little time together, where the case it was never happening the way I wanted to. I'm like, well, damn, when the fuck do you supposed to come home with me, right?
He like, you know, playing with me, woman. It's not like everybody right. Who think I'm a tease, bro. Like, stop playing with me, woman. Give me the goods. Sir, I'm not ready.
Excuse me. So I'm like, she wanna get
wet. I'm sorry, baby. I love when my direct deposit hit while I'm at work. It's such a beautiful feeling.
I know.
I'm listening to you. I just thought that direct deposit hit.
It wasn't like, you know, come here, woman. It was just like, yo, we can't find no time. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like, I pick her up and her mama start, because her and her mama stay together in the same apartment, right?
Uh-huh.
It was like, her mama start calling her work, like, when the baby will call, like, mama, when you come home? Or if she ain't called her all day already. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And her mom's like, come get this baby, right? And she would try to stay out with me as long, but I'm like, well, baby, you know, you in the middle of my work hours, you know what I'm saying? You gonna rob me while I get some money, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so she'll try to stay out with me for like an hour or so, you know what I mean? Ride around with me while I go pick up. But that was probably my time to take her to the crib, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the only time she had since I've known her, right? That middle time between getting off work and then, you know, trying to, you know, diverse time. So since time goes on, we didn't get a chance to actually go and have sex. Like, this day happened. But we couldn't enjoy it as much as we wanted to because I still had to work. And I was kind of looked up on actually taking her to the crib. Right?
Yeah.
We didn't get to enjoy it as much. Like, so I take it on my place because it was like my phone ringing. You know what I'm saying? It's like in the middle of the day, I've been running around all day. I'm going to take that. Now, I don't know if she hold that to me. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, she never left my side, right?
Exactly. Yeah, like most women, see, I don't know if it's just me. I can't speak because I've heard some women say that they're not, but I think most women are real low-key, really clingy and want to be in your skin real bad. Like, we don't care what y'all are doing. We just want to be a part of it. I know I do. You can be playing a video game. I'll sit behind you and rub your head or something. I'll be talking shit like, yeah, beat his ass. They cheated. You weren't supposed to lose. Like, I wanted those. Right. Some of us legit just want to be around y'all. We like the center you. We want to be in your presence. And we just like to know that you're okay and well. Like, it don't matter what we're doing as long as we're together. You know what I'm saying? That's some people.
That's how it is. Like, in my car, she would literally ride on me while I go pick up trips and go to my business, right?
Yeah.
But I never had her to myself at nighttime, like, you know, or I'm not gonna say at nighttime, just
where to the point that, like, y'all really never had a long time, like intimate time.
Yeah, like, you know, even
to do it.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like we just laid in the bed and just laughed. Like, we literally got to the point, right? I'm putting this up real quick, so I don't overdo it. We got to the point that, so as the time goes on, we've been around each other for like 5 years. Right? So after this, we stopped talking. Cause I was like, well, shit, you know what I'm saying? Like it's kind of hard to have sex with you, you know what I'm saying? I need to have sex. Like, you know, I'm in my feelings about it. Because she can't produce, she can't really, I like her like here, but she can't really be there for me like I want her to be.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I think about people with kids too, though. I think that's why sometimes I don't date people with kids, because I'm jealous. I'm very territorial, and I know your kids are priority. And that's something I never come first when you have a child. You know what I'm saying? But if it's our child, I really probably wouldn't feel a way, because, and I wouldn't feel a way about it being your child either, because I would want for you to put your child first. However, I'm not gonna act like my feelings won't be hurt if we laid up and your baby needs to get rushed to the hospital early in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, or like, it's just like, damn, G, like I wanted you, I want to spend time with you, and I don't inconvenience you like this. I have nothing but time for you, but you always up with me. You know,
right?
So
that's how it was. And it was like the point that now we have to go get her and bring her with us. You know what I'm saying? Because the mama was tripping. So whenever we started, you know what I'm saying? And I think she was hinting to, like, this is our free time to go hang out. You know what I'm saying? Before my mama started really blowing this shit up, or we're going to be beefing. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what kind of issue that her and her mama had. You know what I'm saying? So... But I didn't know, because I was still a workaholic, because my money came at the time that she got off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not really, you know how you working all day. You know, I ain't, you know, like I ain't, my blood is still pumping. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to be able to relax for me to, you know, be ready to go and, you know what I'm saying, get off. Like, you know what I mean? Unless I'm already calm at the house, back. That's another story. But if I've been out running around, just like if you were working all day, you may not want to do it as soon as you get to the house. Maybe once you done watch a little TV or some shit, and you get come take a squash ass type shit. That type shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would just spend a lot of that time working and kick, you know, and us going, maybe go grab something to eat or some shit like that. And I'll take her home so I can stay out on the road. You know what I'm saying? So we stopped talking for about a minute, right? I was like, yo, you're damaged goods, you know what I'm saying? And when I call her damaged goods, I told her that because I was still mixing my love for her with, like, you know, I'm definitely, like, ready to be, not say I was ready to be in a relationship, but I was just like, probably not just gonna be one for me or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm. So why you don't think you're ready for a relationship if she was the one then? Do you think it was because of her inconsistency that kind of turned you off from her, or do you think that you were hesitant about her?
Nah, man, it was just this weird ass feeling that God told me that I was gonna marry her, and but then I was like, I didn't know what that looked like in a mix of how this shit was going. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, that's it. I never told nobody. I never looked at no woman and just like, I didn't think I was gonna ever fall in love again once I take my back to the other thing, right? I wasn't looking to fall in love with no fucking body. But when I said something to her, you gonna marry that girl, I don't know why. I don't know what the fuck maybe come out of my mind to think about that shit like that. But tell me I was wrong, because she been with me for the last 5 years. You feel me? You see what I'm saying?
I understand, definitely. Because I'm the same way. When I people like, how long do it take for you to fall in love? I'll be like, at the first sight. If people think I be lying, I'll be like, I'm dead ass. You laughing, but I'm serious. You laughing.
I didn't even know that was true. Man, my mind was like,
first sight, for sure. Like,
I never thought that was true, too. I seen this girl. I was like, oh, yeah, man, huh? I was like, damn, I ain't never thought that fast. I ain't never made a decision that fast. I'm a Libra, so decision making is...
ironic. I just cut off my Libra.
Oh, shit.
Not just. I blocked his ass a while ago. I mean, we was on and out for 5 years, which is ironic. And I'm a Pisces, but...
Ooh, I like Pisces.
Yeah. You know what's funny? It's always mixed with people, like, with Pisces. Either they don't like us and they think we too emotional or too sensitive, which I will admit, I am a crybaby and highly sensitive, but I'm not emotional. It's a difference.
Right.
Like, and I'm emotionally stable, so I know how to regulate my shit. It's not like I'm just out here angry bird type shit. You need to come sign in.
I've never been in a relationship with Pisces. I always had, like, fuck shit with Pisces. So I don't really know them as, like, a day-to-day.
We're disgusting, but, I know.
You know, just getting...
this one right here.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just want
to throw
this
one
shit.
That's the only time I ever beat them like that. So, what was wrong with Robin?
She was late. She had now. Every day a blessing, baby. I'm always good. They just don't like me. What's the matter?
No, I'm tired. That's not.
No, people not like me, no bother me. I come here laughing. Girl, they all don't like me for the most part. Probably like two people don't like me. Shamaya likes me. Well, I don't have a problem with Shamaya and Clarinda, the older dark skinned lady. But everybody else, they act weird. Don't nobody else like me. But they'll be all right. I don't give a fuck. I don't come work make friends. As long as my money on my check. I'm listening to you though.
Okay. So now we stopped talking for a little bit. I didn't know that, you know, that situation of the dude trying to, you know, like he was just
rape her and take advantage of her, yeah, some weird shit at work. Yeah.
Yeah, she was telling me, you know what I'm saying? But we went like all the way there to the point that she would break everything down. It was kind of like she would just let me know, like, man, this guy, you know, he want to put a dick on my arm and all this shit like that. I'm about to go in there and fuck him up and shit. Mm-hmm. But so time go on, right? So she ended up suing him. We stopped talking, but she's still going through the process with the boys, right?
Yeah.
I ended up, you know, going to do something else, and I stopped driving, and we had we stopped talking, right?
Yeah.
But we was never in a relationship. But what was crazy is we talked that when I got on the road, you know, when we started back talking, right? She told me about the situation, but I think she wanted me to have sex with her that day. But I was like, yo, you told me a fucking fucked up shit. Like, I was stealing her money, you know, well, they stole her money from Chicago. All this pain shit, and I'm like, baby, you know, this ain't gonna help me if I want to, you know, you crying and all that shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, like I can't rise to the occasion if you hurt me. Like, I feel like I want to soothe you, not sex you down, ma'am. You need to seduce me, not cry. I don't know.
Right. It was like the opportunity at the house.
What's crazy,
like,
is some guys will. You could be crying, bawl your eyes out, and a nigga like, you want some dick? You want some head? Like, sir, hold me. What's wrong with you? Hold me. Why is sex the answer to everything? Jesus. That's probably what she used to, though. Look at her balls over the, like, I told you, sometimes trauma and weird shit be normal to people. So, like, you out here, people trying to fuck you while you going through it. No! No! You confiding in me, bitch. Yeah, right, lay on my shoulder. Lay on my bosom, in my words. Yeah, crying on a titty, bitch. Damn.
Me personally, I'm like, you got me in the concern mode. You don't got me in the freaky mode.
You know what? Me too. You gonna make me cry. Like, bitch. What you trying to fuck? No.
But I'm like, this is the only time, right? Because I'm like, you got all the time in the world. You at my house right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, but then I thought about this shit too, right? As time goes. But listen, Miss Baldy, she called me every single day. Every day, morning, noon, and night. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Now, meanwhile, we only had sex one time and we didn't even really get to finish like that, right? But this shit been a work in progress ever since COVID hit, too. You feel me? So it was just like, yeah, together. You know what I'm saying? But she would still go home, you know, like she still had a rhythm, right? She'd be home, her daughter would take a shower. You know, I would be on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I would go and, you know, do what they gotta do, whatever the case may be.
Simple.
And then I've been in this little girl's life since she was 5 years old, right?
Yeah. That's another thing with dating kids. Damn, you gotta break up with the kids too, bro. Shit, that's just
right,
breaking my heart.
Not for 5 years.
Yeah.
And this will be the 5th year now, right? I've been in this girl's life. Like, her daddy never left Chicago and came down to North Carolina to come see this little girl. You feel me? You know, and I wasn't trying to be in this. I'm not one of the type of person. I'm not trying to get to know your kid just to have be with you either. Because I've been in the game long enough to get by all that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to play with that. You know what I'm saying? But for you know, this little girl been up under me. I've been able to raise her, like, from birthday parties, whatever the case may be, you know, whatever. Again, me and this girl ain't together. You know what I'm saying? But somehow, you still would call me every single, I'm talking about hours. Like, me and this girl right now can get on the phone and talk for hours, all fucking day.
I love those type of people. I do.
You know, like, hours, like, right now.
You don't have to hold the conversation. It's like a mutual thing. You know what I'm saying? I love that.
We can be on the phone quiet for hours. Like, we can sit here. She can call me, she'll call me and literally be on the phone, and we both won't have to say nothing. She'd be just washing clothes, whatever the case is, to taking a shower, to getting into bed and going to sleep type shit. You know what I'm saying? We could get on the phone and talk the whole fucking day if we need to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love that.
So, when this time start coming, right? So, this time coming where now we talking like every single day. Every day. And I was like, but you don't want no relationship. And I ain't, now don't get me wrong, I did probably ask probably about, you know, I'm not gonna say ask, but I was just like, you know, I was still in the weird out stage, like, you wanna be with me. Why the fuck you don't wanna be in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She was like, you know, titles and all this shit like that. I'm like, oh, you a player. I'd rather for you to tell me you're a player than to be sitting here acting like, you know, you're a good girl, right? You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, but it's every single day that you so committed to me and we haven't had sex. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And to me, you know, to me, I was like, when I was still...
Because sex not everything, though. People fail to realize that shit. I mean, and I feel like you will get to a point...
So, man, how do I... Because it's worth, it's one thing for you to do that to me, and another thing for you to be freaky to another nigga.
Oh, yeah. If you see... it's, but it's something...
That's my thing. Saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you cool...
Low,
you know what I'm saying? If you cool, right, and you down, you know, and I can trust you like that, that's one thing. But you're not going to sit here and not be committed to me and get somebody else the ability to be able to come slut you out. Like, no, I want to slut you out and talk to you. Don't goddamn
man,
don't get slutted out by somebody else then have me on the phone talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Like, if we both not doing nothing, we both not doing nothing. But if we gonna do this, we gonna do this. Like, bitch, don't... I thought we was in this together. I feel like you playing with me now.
Nah,
I know some people don't have a, you know, some people don't have high sex drive. So I'm like, you know, some people, you know, they don't have to have sex like that, but it's other people.
Like, nah.
They got nympho.
You can't have your okay. I didn't come over at nighttime and then you sit here and be like, oh, well, I don't really. Nah, I want to slut you out as much as they slut me out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, hold on, right quick. So as so time go on, right? I'm like, and my mom, I'm like, man, it like for some odd reason, my mom was like, man, this bitch fucking. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm like, but you talking to me every day. Why would you want to talk to me every and talk to me every single day, and then have somebody on the side, or you truly just, I know, cause she's been through some things, so let's, you know. She traumatized like I'm traumatized. But I was just wondering, because she was she's the breadwinner in her household, right? And her mama, you know, it was, you know, they had a little situation. She, I mean, I know about it now, but back then it was kind of like, I didn't know their relationship like that. Like, I thought the mama was just cool. But then when I started learning they, you know, they passed and shit, I was like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Your mama was on crack in Chicago. They probably was. You know what I mean? You know how the city life is when it comes to drug here. A little bit worse. So, during the time, you know what I'm saying? We still growing. We still, you know what I'm saying? Like, to the point that, like, now I'm fucking other girls. Just for me personally, so because she can't come to my house when I want her to come to my house. But she was just, she still called me all day long. Like, I'm talking about, we'll go to sleep on the phone every day. Every fucking day. On the phone, sleep. You know what I'm saying? Whatever going on, whatever the case is, you know, we go through some season. Matter of fact, COVID get here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we still leave out and stay with people or go hang out and like that as much, you know what I'm saying? But besides be on the phone with me at this point now. To this point, like, all day long, she on the phone with me. So, I was like, now, here goes my question to you, right? I was like, now, why would she put so much time into this, you know, at least this time into talking out every day? Like, did she just want somebody to talk to? But I ain't never signed up for all that. I'm not a nice guy like that. Like, I'm a
I need to get this. I'm trying to get this. Get away, shorty. My bad. I'm listening.
Right, like, oh. And like, I'm like, you know what type of time? Like, she done heard my mouth. You know what I'm saying? This, you know what I mean? Like, she done heard me, right? But I'm like, but she still coming. Like, you know that I can get other bitches. So it's not like you don't know. And I'm not saying that that's what she's supposed to know, but I'm just speaking just in general, like, you know, I'm just.
Hello? Hello? Did I get kicked out? Hello? No, I can't hear no more. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
I was so confused. I was like, did I get kicked out? I see that I was still in the chat, so I was like, okay, no, I don't think I got kicked out.
You like, no. I heard you, but you didn't hear me. But so
yeah, I was so confused. Know, I was like, you went quiet because you were talking and I was listening. And I'm like, hello? What the fuck happened?
Right. So I was like, you know, and I'm like, you know, to my mind, I'm like, this is interesting. I'm like, because this girl, and she wasn't using me. It wasn't like she was using me and then, you know, like, I'm, you know, like, tight shit, you know what I mean? Like, it was all the way, like, we had, like, a partnership, like, tight shit. Like, it was me and her against the world tight shit. And
me against the world.
Like, real shit, like, man. Like, man, this, every day, man, this girl could talk all day long. I'm talking about from all day long, like, to the point of going to sleep together on the phone. So I'm like, now, what kind of shit this is? Like, I'm like, if we ain't friends, because I don't think girls sit on the phone with their friends all day. Not all day. Not go to sleep.
Nah, that's a lie. That's a lie. I mean, what? I ain't gonna say, but I will say we're not just gonna sit on the phone with no dude we don't like or that's not our homie. But it's either 50-50 for men and women, but definitely me and my homies, I had a homie, we used to be together every day, talk on the phone every day. Her boyfriend used to swear we was gay. He swear, he like, y'all ass gay, bro. Y'all always the fucking together, bro. That shit gay as hell. Like, he hated that shit. He said, y'all either always on the phone or y'all always together. When I say he hated that, bro, he could not stand me. He could not stand me. He was like, y'all gotta be doing something. He never. I don't even like women. I think women are beautiful and I admire other women. And I've tried to be with another woman before, but it's not for me.
If you gonna sit on the phone with your homeboy for hours until you go to sleep, y'all sit on until you, you know, wake up in the middle of the night like, ugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I mean, I really feel like it depends on the person. I feel like they both relationships, you know what I'm saying? One is a friendship and one is a partnership more so than anything. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? People still do it, especially when you was younger. Like my grandma, G, I kid you not, when I was younger, especially too, or like when I, with my homies and shit, it'd be like, we can be on the phone all day. Motherfucker, my grandma said, how, you know what everything we say was? It's not that much to talk about in the world. Because she's trying to figure out how in the hell we still on the phone and we on the phone for such long periods of time. But yeah, bro, like she, like you said, sometimes we be holding the phone, doing other stuff, miscellaneous stuff, you know, like shit, it's just a force of habit. We was always together because we stay up the street from each other. I think Shamaya playing this too, or are you SJ91?
I'm SJ91 because when I went on there, y'all, she was gone. What they doing
to me? You know, they be trying to be like me. Every damn, I just looked away. A second. No, you fine. I don't get no fuck. I need to change it anyways. Girl, I don't get no fuck. It's just a game. But yeah, Like, I mean, I have with my homies, you feel me? Some people feel like, oh, it ain't that much to talk about in the world, or, you know what I'm saying? Y'all not, you know, you're not really talking. Yeah, I got plenty to talk about. And also, it just depends on the person, because I ain't going to lie to you, but the way my brain work, I could talk to somebody all fucking day. It don't turn out. Okay? Yeah. I got a million questions. I want to know answers. I question my existence. I want to know we're in assimilation. The fuck?
Man, shit. we talk like we go together. We need to end talking about goddamn this friend of mine. We talk like, you know.
I believe you, but you know, nowadays people, you know, I don't believe in friends with benefits. I feel like friends don't have sex. So I mean, when you ask me about certain stuff and like how you said that, you know, I like you, but I ain't want to be with you. I'm just like, you know, make it make sense. Like, is it you want me or you don't, bitch? Don't say you like me and you want to fuck me, but you don't want to be with me. That's crazy.
You know
that's crazy. Like, that's not like when people come to me with shit like that, they'll be like, you know, I don't want nothing serious, but I want you to only be faithful to me and we have sex and we do this. I'm like, it's not like you in a relationship without the commitment or without the title. And I mean, that's just not for me. I mean, maybe for somebody else, but you know, I'm like a to each his own type of a person. You know what I'm saying? I never knock nobody for what they choose to do because we're grown and we consenting adults, as long as you're not here raping nobody. But you know, I just feel like sex ain't a casual thing. Sex, you know, either the womb is a portal to life. I genuinely feel like I'm not about to put my health at risk just for some casual shit or just to be a nut for somebody. Also, right. I, as a woman, I come from stimulation versus penetration, which would more so, I mean, I'm not always going to be getting mine the way a man would if he don't know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Well, he don't know my body, per se. I wouldn't even say he don't know what he's doing. He don't know my body.
Right.
Because, you know, they probably can make everybody else go crazy. Then you meet somebody like me, and I'd be like, wow, that's crazy. This is what they be going crazy for. This is what they wanted. This is why they was fighting. It's a waste of my time, waste of my body. This did not happen. I was never here. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
So I never feel like sex is a casual thing. It's always like a sacred thing. It's the portal to life because you can create another human being. And also, you're putting your life at risk with all these STDs and soul ties. Because just because you only sleeping with that person don't mean that person is only sleeping with you. And people fail to realize that. So, while we may be loyal to a person, people don't always have that same outlook on it as us. You know, but nowadays, sex and shit is just so casual. And hookup culture is casual. And people don't commit to each other. Like, everybody just be like, I'm just trying to have fun. Well, being a single parent ain't fun. You know, not being able to move freely and, you know what I'm saying, worrying and can't really date how you used to or need a babysitter whenever you want to do something. Can't take a nap when you want to. Not somebody else depend on you for everything. You know what I'm saying? That's not fun. Right. I think children are beautiful and they're blessings. Don't get me wrong. However, that's a whole nother human being that now you're responsible for the rest of your life. It's not after 18 years. If you're really a good parent, in my opinion, a parent will always be a parent. You know what I'm saying? Your baby could be 32, 41, whatever. Not to say that your child, you know, not out here doing nothing with themselves, but whenever a parent needs their child, they should be able to come to you, confide in you, cry to you, whatever the case may be, because you created them, you brought them into this world, and you should be a safe space, especially if they don't have a partner. You know what I'm saying? So, because outside of our home, we go create other families. But, you know, if you're not one of those people who do that or whatever the case may be, I feel like your parents should be your safe space. Do you have to take care of your child necessarily, or are they entitled to that? No. However, as a parent and you creating this human being, you know life be out here life. And you know that people can be shiesty and everybody don't have your baby's best interest. So, I think that is the safest bet in some cases for you to have to, you know, have your parent. But yeah, you know me, I swear sex is not casual at all. Like, I know for some people it is, but I never will understand how it is, especially because I'm such a sensitive person and I love intimacy. So I can't even be just casual. I'm not even gonna be aroused.
Some bud, I ain't going out too often. Too many snitches in the club.
Fuck all that extra shit.
I don't like them all.
Smoke that.
Don't
be posting.
gone, light them up. Smoke that ninja like some bugs. I ain't going out too often, too many snitches in the club. I'd rather come up on your hoe and let that bitch grab on my nuts. The world was clean, but when it leave us, you know it's touch. I been big B since I was standing at the stop waiting on the bus. And your daddy was a snitch, so how the hell is you a thug? And you know your homie snitch, little nigga, you just a scrub. I hit these nurse bitch real fast, I told her just keep on the scrub. From that workout to the first, I tasked them junkies on the door. And you know that nigga snitch, make sure you whack that through the club. I was sitting in the trap at a dead end. Walking to my chassis, junkie coming in. You got money, what you trying to spend? I got trap money, so you might see some ones, fives, or tens. I hope all the snitches die and turn around and die again. You know, BB, I stuck to the cold. I sell all that ice, shit might well gon' be froze. Don't miss me in your song, we put that lemon on your nose. Oh no, I go get it gone, and ain't no lemon on it. Dope, I bought my first microphone before I start rapping with CEO. This shit was seeing liquor stoners on some dope, gon' sell some more. Jacket, shoot that nigga through the coat. Tears of joy run down the face when that little bitch gon' give me throw. Paint a face with clear coat, and I knew it was just a little phase. Anytime I went broke, my nigga shot that Draco. He say that bitch won't stop shooting. They were playing about that smoke, now them little niggas ain't even moving. Everything modified, you know them pistols over here suit. Ain't cut no grand for no snake, I'ma look in his eye before I shoot. And they just catching on right now, everybody know B been making music. I been bound like pressure, you ain't getting no money, what you doing? And I ain't made for no bitch, you know, B.B., I can't settle. I got a bitch in Fayetteville, when I ain't there, I'll settle. Sometimes I do the bad wood, but I like Blumville's a little better. And I told her I can't wife her, I'm B.B., I tried to tell her. She ain't know the deal with this good little hoe, ain't know I'm this third. I put some nut all on the face, you put cuss on her like a sheriff. Wipe that residue off my scale, then I tear it. Shoot a walk down the air. All the snitching don't make no sense. Shooting me behind 10, nobody with them innocent. Since school niggas been a bitch, pay me back when you hear this shit. And if you like money, you should be in this. All my bitches got benefits. My little bitch miss me and get the suckin'. We supposed to be fuckin'. Ain't question God, guess I was supposed to come from nothing. Yeah, yeah, nigga, this shit don't never stop. Yeah, 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 nigga, this shit don't never stop. Yeah, yeah, nigga, ain't none of these pussy props. Ain't none of these pussy props. Y'all need protected by the cops. Y'all need protected by the chopper, custom made for. Start a label like Rap-A-Lot. The nigga cap that Rap-A-Lot. My little cousin gon' up that Glock. Yeah.